I'm Steve Ashley. On today's Hot Pipes, I'll be playing tracks of Christy Unit Organs, a couple of which are still in situ and even continuing to provide entertainment. The Christy in the Dome Theatre Brighton is one of those fortunate instruments, with occasional concerts organised by the city. Douglas Reeve was its most famous resident artist, and he was at his best when playing light classics such as Le Rêve Passe. Douglas Reeve and the Dual Purpose Concert and Theatre Hill Norman and Beard, manufacturers of the Christy units between 1926 and 1938. The company was wound up in 1998. The largest Christy ever built, and indeed the largest unit organ outside of the USA, was installed in the Regal Theatre Marble Arch in 1928, where it was opened by Quentin McLean. The magnificent theatre was closed in 1964 to be replaced by a featureless Odeon. But before it did, Gerald Shaw taped some tracks for the Carwall record label. This is his interpretation of George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland. Thank you. Another instrument that is still in use is the Christie in the Castle Hill United Reformed Church in Ipswich. It originated in the Century, later Isolde's Cinema Clacton, which opened in 1936. The Ipswich Light Organ Music Society purchased it in 1967, and it was opened by John Mann and Len Rawl in 1971. Len subsequently released a double CD, one of which featured the Castle Hill Christie. The Turner Layton and Henry Kramer standard from 1922, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Or should that be New Orleans? While the Regal Marble Arch was the largest, the most famous of the Christies in the 1930s was in the Regal Edmonton, where Sidney Torch made some of his most outstanding recordings. One of his finest was written in 1914. 12th Street Rag was perfect for his one-man dance band style of playing. Thank you. Well Street Rag, recorded in 1935 by Sidney Torch during his residency at the Regal Edmonton. Christie Unit organs were well known for their clarity of sound, as you just heard on that Torch side. The most fiery was in the Astra Theatre Llandudno, but Myron Jones managed to tame the beast on this glorious arrangement of the Edward MacDowell ballad from 1896, To a Wild Rose. The Astra Christie lived in the cinema from 1935 to 1987, and the organ was removed into storage the following year. Tragically, the organ was destroyed while in that storage. Granada Theatres usually installed three manual Wurlitzers, but in the case of the Walthamstow venue, it chose Christie instead. There are very few commercial recordings of this instrument, and the only one that I have features a young Simon Gledhill on a cassette released by the Cinema Organ Society. After Sidney Torch left the world of theatre pipes, he turned to writing and conducting music. On a Spring Note dates from 1952. Thank you. While the Christie is still in situ, the theatre has been closed for many years, but the good news is that it will be restored for use as a performing arts venue. The 2,000-seat Majestic Reigate opened in 1935 with Reginald New at the console of the Christie. The cinema closed in 1982, by which time the organ had been relocated to the Reliance Garage in King's Lynn, Norfolk, where in 1978 Arnold Loxham taped an album for the DeRoy label. Showing off the excellent acoustic, here's a typical Loxham Bounce medley. That a grand and glorious feeling? Me and Jane in a plane, exactly like you, and home in Pasadena. Dr. Arnold Loxham. For many years, the Sanford Park Holiday Centre in Poole, Dorset, featured a Christie in its ballroom, presided over by the late Brian Sharp. He added some electronics to enhance the capabilities of that instrument, which were especially useful when playing recent pop tunes. Karameer, though, dates from 1954 and was a huge hit for David Whitfield and its co-composer, Mantovani. I've just time for one last short track, and I'm going back to the Regal Marble Arch with George Blackmore at the console. Composed by Ralph Butler and Noel Gay in 1932, this is Round the Marble Arch. That's all for this edition of Hot Pipes, so until next time, it's goodbye from me, Steve Ashley.